Now it's time for the rural news with Sally Murphy. And Sally, dairy farmers are also pretty concerned about these power outages or potential power outages heading into winter.
Kia ora, Ben. Yes, well, the first decent cold snap of the year prompted that warning from Transpower this morning that the grid could run low. It says a combination of consumer and business conservation measures helped avoid a grid emergency, but Federated Farmers Dairy Chair Richard McIntyre says it's concerning power is running low when we haven't even reached winter yet.
So a lot of farmers in more remote areas with less reliable power infrastructure will have backup generators, but there are a lot of farmers with more reliable power infrastructure that don't normally have power cuts that will not have backup generators in place. And so any disruption to power, you know, on a wide scale will be very disruptive for them, especially if it's around milking time in the morning. If power goes off on a dairy farm, the ability to pump water or run your cow shed stops. And if it is during milking time, you can wind up with cows stuck on the platform because a rotary cow shed, you know, obviously the platform needs to turn around. And if it can't do that, then the cows are stuck there until the power comes back on and obviously can't milk.
Richard McIntyre says getting a generator is not a cheap exercise as they can cost up to $30,000 and need to be run once a month. Meanwhile, farmers say this morning's cold snap officially marks the end of any decent autumn growth. At Glenbrook Station between Omarama and Twizel, Simon Williamson says there was a hard -6 frost there this morning. He says after a hot, dry summer, the ground is now rock hard.
Just fingers crossed that it's not a really hard winter. We don't get too much snow and stuff because there's not a lot of feed about up here. Even supplementary feed being so dry was in short supply. But there is feed around. Southland's got a lot of feed down there, and if we need to, we'll just have to truck it.
Mr. Williamson says they've had the driest summer in autumn in decades, and many farmers around him are feeding out already. He says he's lucky to have irrigation, so hasn't had to offload stock. In North Canterbury, Harwooden sheep and beef farmer Dan Hodgen says the region got about 17 millimetres of rain in mid-March, but nothing decent since. He says the frost doesn't help as it draws moisture out of the ground.
Some parts have got a bit of recovery, but the central part where we are, so sort of through most of the Haranui and some other areas around that are pretty scruffy. Haven't had any rain for about 3 months now, so it's starting to get a bit tight.
Dan Hodgen says some farmers have sent stock to Southland where there's more feed, but he says that's expensive, so doesn't make sense for everyone. Māori dairy company Miraka has signed a significant deal with a Chinese company, which will buy 20% of its UHT milk. Here's Chief Executive Carl Graydon, who travelled to China earlier this year.
In Asia, those one-on-one personal relationships are critical. And we actually secured and signed, while we were over there, a new deal for a UHT customer that's now capable of taking 20% of our volume. So that was a major for us. It was a big win. We had a strategy of diversifying our customer base and geography. And quite frankly, this world-class brand, I can't mention, saw the value in working with Miraka and signed up, which was great.
Carl Graydon says the first shipments have made it to China with the product already in the market. Right, it's time to get the latest from the sale yards around the country with AgriHQ's Suze Bremner.
We knew that the North Island store lamb volume had to creep up at some stage, but fielding has actually gone from one extreme to another. So last Friday, nearly 19,000 lambs were offered, which was up from 5,700 the week before. And today, 21,000 lambs are advertised. So that sudden rush of lambs has come about as the mainly high country farmers call time on them. And it hasn't been an easy season for farmers at all, both with the slow lamb growth rates and the prices well below where they need to be. So at last Friday's fielding sale, that was a solid enough sale considering the sudden increase in volume. And male lambs averaged $93.50 and the ewe lambs were $78. Now at AgriHQ, we also weigh those store lambs and the male lambs averaged $2.88 per kilo and the ewe lambs were $2.57 a kilo. So it was a pleasing result last week given the current market environment.
And what's been happening at the sale yards this week?
Well, the temperatures have plummeted in the North Island this week, and that hasn't helped the selling of store lambs. Along with that very high volume there today, it was never going to be an easy day, though the sellers are prepared to meet the market. Tony Gallen from PGG Wrightson said that a few local buyers are starting to roll in, though there's not too many outsiders at this stage. So far down at Fielding sale yards, the top crypt orchid lambs have been selling for $91 to $115, but there is a very long way to go.
And some beef breeding heifers and cows are coming through the yards now that pregnancy testing has been completed.
That's right, they certainly are. So earlier in the week, Matafero sold around 200 mainly Angus and Angus Hereford cows, which were vetted and calf, and most made $1,180 to $1,255. And heifers of similar breeding were $1,460 to $1,580. Fielding, again, was also a talking point for these stock classes. They had 700 heifers and cows yarded there yesterday. Capital stock R3 horned Hereford heifers sold for $1,570 to $1,790. Now, they are an annual draft. And the better end of the traditional cows made $1,340 to $1,690. Most of the other cows have traded from $970 to $1,300.
That's Suze Bremner. And just lastly, a notable Bay of Plenty farming family is donating 100 hectares of farmland that served them for the past 60 years to the community. Dairy farmer and former Bay of Plenty regional councillor Ian Noble had a clearing sale at his and late wife Joyce's Cutty Cutty farm yesterday when it was announced the land would be gifted to the Bay of Plenty Regional Council and registered with the Kiwitū National Trust to guarantee its future protection. One of his four children, Jill Noble, says the site, which was mostly used for light cattle grazing, has beautiful views, bird life, and is quite a spiritual place.
A little oasis up on the hill, that's exactly right. My parents have been really keen for the legacy with the land, I think, is really important, and just that opportunity for people to enjoy the outdoors and enhance their well-being in Hauora is really important, their quality of life. And so I really honour and respect my parents for supporting the community in this way.
That's Jill Noble ending the rural news for this week. Kia pai, tōra.
Kia ora, Sally.